Hit Me Up Vegas, and we are live. Welcome to your show. I am Mike Duber, the host with the most Jell-O jokes. Jell-O, it's the softest thing I let in my mouth. Today's show is presented by RadioVegas.rocks, where Vegas goes to rock. Also, The Drop, your store for all your 420 accessories and rave gear. With us again today in the studio is the inspiring Cheyenne. Cheyenne, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming back. And your guest today from Mistyland Baked Goods, we have the ladies in the house, ladies Kristen Mack and Misty Lee. Welcome. Welcome to the show. There we go.
Is it all good?
We are live. I don't think we had audio right there. I just had to turn those things back up. It's all right. So today's show is RadioVegas.rocks. Hit Me Up Vegas. We are live. We missed our whole intro of audio, but it is okay. Today with us is Cheyenne. Cheyenne, welcome.
Hello, hello.
And from Mistyland Baked Goods, we got Misty Lee and Kristen Mack. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Again. Just messing with some audio here. So you guys have been making edibles. How long have you been making edibles?
I've been making edibles for over 10 years now.
That's a long time. And before that, did you have any culinary background?
No, I was just taught myself about 20 years ago how to bake. So.
Oh, wow. Baking is a hard skill. I was a chef for about 15 years, and I couldn't bake, though, for some reason.
Most chefs can't. They don't like baking. They don't want to, you know, measure exactly and... You know.
Exactly. We just want to grab and act like we're like Luigi from Ratatouille. We're like,
oh, yes. And this is how it will taste. Yeah.
A little bit of salt, a little bit of this.
Yep. Which I can pretty much do in baking.
When you
learn it enough, you can do those things too. So.
You know how much a pound of something weighs.
Yeah, I can just look and know that, you know, that's how much, you know, brown sugar I need, or that's how much baking soda I need, or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. So. I got to that point when I was doing a culinary school, when I was in baking class. You start to get to the use to weigh, like feel that, almost to where like my weed guy knows how much a gram weighs in his hand.
That's me weighing out wax.
Yep. Like, me too, for all of it.
With all of it?
Yeah, I'm usually just right on with everything.
That's awesome. Yeah. I was always jealous of people like that in the kitchen too, that were like spot on. They just learn by seeing it.
Yeah, that's how I learn, yeah.
That's amazing. Do you have a favorite thing to make?
My favorite thing to make is probably my dark truffle brownies.
Yum.
Yeah. We have some if you want some.
No way. Uh-oh. You brought some edibles?
I did bring some edibles. I brought my award-winning dark chocolate truffle brownies.
Oh my gosh. So, that sounds so good.
Naturally.
Oh my gosh. Dark truffle brownies. Oh my gosh.
I like truffle anything. The mushroom, the chocolate, any kind of truffle.
Yeah.
That's the best.
I just don't like it with a B because then that's trouble.
Oh, stop.
I like to lighten that mood, and then they're like, well, we could say anything and it will be funnier than Mike now. Oh goodness. Have you been making edibles since we've been wreck the whole time?
Yes.
Or even before that?
Even before then.
Okay. Yeah. And is there something that everyone loves other than the truffle one? Is that everyone else's favorite too?
It's really weird because the feedback I get is like they're eating like a coconut macaroon and they're like, I hate coconut, but you're eating a coconut macaroon. No, I love this. This is great. Mm-hmm. So that's the feedback I get. Things like that. People are like, oh, I hate dark chocolate, but you're eating a dark chocolate brownie right now. And you're telling me you love it. Right. Like it's the best thing I've ever had in my life. I just got that from on yoga on Friday night. A new guy came in and had my... peanut butter chocolate cake, and he goes, this is literally the best thing I've ever had in my entire life, edible or not. So I get that kind of crazy stuff. So it runs the gamut of everything I do. I can say I hate it, it sucks, and I can like, here, eat this because I don't want to throw it away, and they're like, this is good, what are you talking about, I love this, there's nothing wrong with this.
Right.
So
well, I mean, you're your harshest critic too.
Oh, that's true, right?
Especially in the kitchen.
Yeah. I feel like nothing ever tastes as good when you make it. But I mean, if somebody else is making it for you, you're just like, oh, wow. Even if you follow the same recipe.
That's true. That's true.
It is. Let me see. Do you have a favorite edible that is not yours?
Yeah, I have a few. I mean, mostly what's around in dispensaries I'm not big on. I'm not a gummy girl by any means. So, but if you want to, like, Mindy's Edibles, she's really amazing. Edible D, if you know her. Oh, my God. She rocks in edible land here.
She sounds like she rocks. Edible D.
Amazing. Yeah. So
just by the name, I'm like, ooh.
Edible D, yeah. Mm-hmm, she's amazing. And so, yeah, there's a few. Mindy's Edibles is amazing, too. So there's a few I like in town.
I never hear too much about mint. A lot of people, I don't see them mixing mint with weed.
I do.
Really?
Yeah. One of my dark chocolate brownies, I do Andy's mints in them.
Ooh, tell me more.
We had them at Women Grow. Uh-huh. And a guy goes, Robert, who's always there. I'm sorry I called you out, Robert. He's going to buy me a case of the Oh Snap Andy's mints so I can make plenty of those mint brownies.
Oh, snap.
Medicated. So
I will be eating them and then going to Applebee's to get more Andy mints while I'm high. I'm just stuffing.
I thought it was just Olive Garden. Yeah.
Is it Olive Garden?
Olive Garden. Yeah.
I like Olive Garden because they give you a whole nother meal. They do that meal to go. Yeah. You get the meal to go because I worked in the restaurant and very, very often they're changing your box over the trash can in restaurants. Like, you know, like, I never trust when they come and they're like, oh, you want me box that up?
No, I'll
box and I'm like, no, bring the box. And they're like, no. I'm going to take it to that special place. Like, they run around the corner like, where the hell did you just go with my stuff?
Yeah.
Good old OG.
Yeah. Well, that's where I love the Andy's mints. Oh, my God. But, yeah.
Do you go and get them from there?
Yeah. That's the only reason why I go to Olive Garden is for the mints.
Right. Why else do you go?
I like the soup, too. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Endless.
I like anything that's unlimited. Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
Free 99. I am there, boy. Oh, goodness. What about any munchy food in town? You have a munchy spot that you go to?
A munchy spot. I have a list. I've been born and raised in Vegas, so I know so many places in town that are great to eat, like from China, you know, downtown. And we go to this one place called Is Sweet, and it's in Chinatown. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You guys know what a honey toast is? Ever heard
of
it? Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Best honey toast in town is Sweet.
Yum.
So there's a bunch of places.
I like it with the ice cream on top of the honey toast.
Oh. Everything. You got to get it with the ice cream. The condensed milk. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite. I only make one dessert well. And I make a Hawaiian pineapple bread pudding.
Oh.
And I bake them in coffee cups. But it has two different types of rum. It has the caramel. So it's kind of like a play on upside down pineapple cake. But it's a bread pudding. It's amazing.
Yeah.
That serve it with creme anglaise and a caramel. Oh, it's to die for.
Did you get it from Pinterest?
No.
Yeah, it sounds very Pinterest. He said coffee cups, and I'm Pinterest.
Hell yeah.
Or is it a family?
I opened up Carson Kitchen, downtown restaurant. Oh. I was a chef there, and they have a donut bread pudding that is very similar. And I was like, wow, I can make this with Hawaiian sweet bread. Mm. So I make mine with Hawaiian sweet rolls and the pineapple and all that goodness.
Yeah, that's all goodness that right there. Awesome. Yes.
So I kind of just played off. Most food is like that. You see it somewhere and you're like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
Mm. Do edibles run like that too? Do people taste something and they're like, oh, I could play on this?
In all areas of food, yeah, for sure.
I could see it. I was always curious about edible trends. Like what goes on in trending in edibles? Do chefs out there like now trying to always bring it to the next level, kind of like food? Because in the restaurant, chefs are always trying to pick up on what's the newest trend.
Not right now, no. They're just, edibles are trying to be, let me get the edibles out there right now. So, and what's the easiest way to get them out there? Gummies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the, I mean, there's a few people that have niches, like the apothecary that does their, you know, has their own chef and, you know, Acres and a few other places that are going to have, but I know that threw me off. I don't even know what that was. But I was like, wait, what?
Hey Jeff, can you hit the light right here, Jeff? Hit this lamp right here.
Okay.
There we go. My man Jeff. Jeff, no, not off. The other one on, the lamp, the stand up lamp.
Were you about to go dark? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we're gonna run one of those Ghost Hunter podcasts in here. Turn it all dark. Let's see.
What was the question? I totally spaced it.
We were talking about trends in edibles. Oh,
the trends here. Yeah, it's just it's too baby of an industry to have any big trends right now. I mean, there are some shops that are doing their own little niches, but overall, everyone's just trying to get trying to get edibles out to the market in a wide base. So it's edibles. I mean, gummies.
Do you guys say that? It's edibles. Is that an industry thing? It's edibles.
Yeah.
It's only weed.
Yeah, you're going to say a lot of things.
It's so only edibles. Like, why not?
Now. Like, let's all say cannabis.
Right.
Like, it's weed, people.
People should be careful with edibles, though, right?
Very careful. No, extremely careful. Mm. Your liver, your metabolism, your body, what you just ate, everything plays into factor when taking an edible.
It does. I've had some bad experiences. One time, I thought I didn't remember if I had my tonsils in or out. I was so high. I was looking in the mirror. You ever try to look at your mouth in the mirror? Oh, it's really difficult because you think you could do it by looking up, you know, so you're looking up, but then your face is in the way. So you have to look down and kind of like eyeball it. And like, and I'm like, okay, my tonsils are still there. Don't worry. You're just high.
I haven't had any high moments like that. I was in California, though. I tried their blackout brownie for the first time and had half of it, did nothing to me. So I took the other half and smoked a joint. And when I was smoking that joint, it hit me hard. And I'm just crawling on the wall to my room like, I'm going to bed. Like, could not talk. Yeah, this is one time I got super high.
Just that stuck feeling?
Yeah, you're stuck. Yeah, you cannot move. And you're like, what? You know, like, yeah.
They're like, what type of weed is this? And they're like, say no more. All right.
That's the type it was. Yeah.
I guess that goes for that.
It was the nastiest brownie I ever ate, too, you guys.
Oh, that's awful. As a kid, we used to always get those sprinkle ones.
Oh, God, yeah.
The little Debs.
I was always a Star Crunch girl.
Oh. Okay.
Star Crunch.
Yeah, so much texture in a Star Crunch. Yeah. It makes it good.
You can roll them up into balls and have mini Star Crunches.
Why do you do that? I hate that. That's awesome. That's such a stoner thing right
there. Do you bake as well? Like, because that seems like something that, like...
No, I don't really. No.
I get baked. what I've seen on the strip, though, with edibles is that people don't know what they're doing because they have this great idea that they're going to eat edibles for the first time and go swimming or something. And it's like, we're pulling you out of the Bellagio fountains is what's going to happen because you don't know. I saw a lady going to the airport. She came right out of a reef, ate 10 gummies, 100 milligrams, never smoked before in her life.
Yeah.
100 mils. I was like, good thing. Yeah, good thing you're going to your flight, because...
Yeah, you're going to be toast.
Beyond toast. That's like... That's not anything that's I ever recommend anyone to do. Yeah. That is not the safe way of taking edibles by any means.
But I've seen actually that the casinos have had a 300% increase in people falling asleep at slot machines.
Really?
Yeah, you just post. Go to the casinos now that weed has been legal. You'll see people just sitting there on slot machines. Feeling good.
I've seen that my whole life. What do you mean? That's nothing new. Vegas. That is Vegas. That's everywhere you go.
We're gonna blame it
on weed now?
No. I'm just saying it's been a little slower. And I'm always I fight against these casinos. Don't take the locals' money. Take the tourist money.
Yes.
I mean, they come to have fun and they still leave home. But I definitely have seen a slower pace around the strip area itself since weed has been legal.
I don't think weed will ever harm gaming in any way. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. That's what we're known for. That's why we're here. I mean, you get millions of people to drive, you know, fly to a desert and gamble and do whatever.
I think if anything, people will just be drinking a little bit less. And I mean,
that's a good thing.
Yeah, actually, I feel like that's not really negative.
What do you think about crossfading? When you get crossfading, you know more.
I know a lot of people who don't. Like, they don't like the feeling. Like, they either want one or the other.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, me, I'm only a smoker. Like, I'll have maybe a glass of wine or a beer.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm not going to be buying alcohol to drink in my free time. Like, it's just not going to happen.
Talk. Nope. I'll buy that joint.
Yeah, go ahead.
You guys want some water? You want a drink?
Some water. Do you need some water?
Yeah. I see it though. I see that it calms down the strip and there's less fights. I've seen less fights on the strip. Yeah. Yes. People are a lot more chiller. Chill. And we've always had a West Coast vibe here in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Always. From California, it came through, and it's a, you know, no worries kind of, you know, you step on my shoe, it's not the end of my day. I have somewhere to be, you know. It's not like we're going to Pittsburgh brawl at the post office over a shoe, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully. No. Yeah. I mean, depends on whose shoe you're stepping on, but majority of the time. No.
Yeah, majority.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, Misty, what separates your guys' edibles from the other makers here in Vegas?
What's...
The love.
The love.
I've seen on your Instagram pages.
I make sure that pushing that love. I do is, yeah, is I literally put energy into my food, love energy. And I, when I'm sprinkling my salt in my hands or anything into my hands, it goes with love, life, and laughter. Everybody. In everyone's stomach. So, and I believe in that.
Yeah, absolutely. Truly.
Mm-hmm. I think if you put good energy into your food, people just taste that naturally.
Yeah.
So, that's my main ingredient for sure.
Good energy.
What separates me is I think I actually want, you know, really good tasting food. I'm not about the gummies. Mm-hmm. I want you to enjoy your experience with edibles. It should taste good. Everything about it should taste delicious. And that's where I think I'm a little bit different. I want, it's all about the taste.
Mm, and some people go for a quantity too, because I know that the yield through a lot of this stuff in the state, it gets pretty overwhelming and you can easily lose sight of that. And that's amazing that you keep that sight of quality and the love and what you put into the food, because it shows definitely.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
You could see it in restaurants when you sit down to eat at a restaurant and, you know, the food isn't made with love and handled with care. It shows.
Which I was going to say, I loved Carson and our Carson's Kitchen. It's one of my favorites. And I want to go to 7th and Carson too. That's why I was getting them confused.
The one right down the street, right?
Yeah, right down the street.
Yeah, I've seen that. I don't think they're connected.
I don't think so either. But, you know, they both look like amazing.
Eat did it well down there. Chef Natalie at Eat.
EAT, yes, that's a good one too.
Right down there. She was one of the first people.
All that good stuff is over is down there now. Mm-hmm.
She paid off that Tony Shea loan really quick over there at Eat. You know, he owns all of that down there. Tony Shea from Zappos.
Oh, yes, Zappos.
The owner.
Yes.
So he owns all that. But she got the loan from him and paid it back first out of like everyone. Hundreds of people got loans for small businesses, which is amazing. But he owns half of your business after.
Oh. Damn.
It's like one of those kind of things. $100,000, half your business. He owns everything down there, Tony Shea.
I know, right? I would never have known that. Yeah.
We started talking about food and restaurants, and that's my niche, you know? And I'm like, I actually used to bring a bowl of cereal on for the guests, and it was wacky cereal. I had a Cheez-It board cereal. It's a Cheez-Its, almond milk, grapes, and strawberries.
Say what? For what? Why?
In a bowl of cereal. Yeah, I make wacky-ass cereal.
Who is that?
Only people that are high eat cereal like that.
I need his number.
We're going to hit up some news, and there's some funky stuff that happened this morning, actually. I don't know if you heard about this. A 7-car fire was reported at McCarran Airport.
Whoa, no.
Yeah. So one car started, 6 more to spread on fire inside of the parking garage.
Damn.
This morning at 11 a.m. And it was all caused due to a car mechanical issue from that first car. And I could only imagine you coming back from like vacation and then sending you to Lost and Found for your car. Did it have a ribbon on it, sir?
No, there's no ribbon.
Would just ruin your vacation, though, right?
Yeah, that's not cool. And I'm wondering how it spread so fastly to 6 cars. Like, were they all in a row?
Issues they were having because that's some.
Excuse me.
I know that sounds like something like a trailer that would do, right? Like your trailer blows up and spreads a fire.
You know, haven't gotten an oil change in 6 years.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. That's crazy.
That is, and McCarran Airport, you don't hear too much news coming out of there. So it sparked my attention and in a parking garage. But they said it's because the cars are so are close together there at McCarran Airport. But I don't know of anyone that still leaves their car at the airport when they go to the airport. You just Uber, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it's like $30, $50 or some way crazy amount to park there. So I don't.
Right.
Yeah, people just get dropped off.
It's a ridiculous amount to keep a personal jet at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
Cost a lot of money. That's why a lot of people go to the Henderson one.
Oh, yeah.
Out there. The North Las Vegas one. So here's some other news. This wasn't in Las Vegas, but this sounded pretty interesting. A brown bear just finished serving a 15-year sentence in human jail. This happened out of the country of Kazakhstan. So in 2004, Katya, the bear, was locked up for causing bodily harm to two individuals on separate occasions at a campsite. Didn't even kill them. And he served 15 years in jail. I want to know who is putting money on that guy's books.
I want to know how the sentencing went.
I could picture he was the library guy pushing around the cart and slanging out Bernstein bears. Right.
Oh, man.
Oh, goodness. You know, I do know one bear that needed that, and that's Yogi. That was a fresh bear. He needed some jail time.
Fresh bear.
Yeah, he slept out.
He was just hungry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like if you're hungry, you don't go and steal.
Everything.
But I mean, he's a bear. So.
He's a bear. They were in his territory. So any food there is his. Right. Fair game.
This one caused body harm for stealing in Kazakhstan. Yogi probably would have got 15 to life.
Yeah, he would have.
How do you think they cuffed him? Like, how do you think all of that
How are we going to arrest you? You're arrested now.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Hold on. Pause. That was a joke. Because they cuffed him by his paws, right?
Oh my gosh, that was dad joke.
I do feel that he got off with maybe the bare minimum sentence. Yep. So bad. I need the crowd laughing cue there. Oh goodness. Yeah. We're having fun. We are actually going to take our break, and we will be right back in a second. But first, our show has been brought to you by today, The Drop. It's the place I go for all my 420 and exotic pop as well. The Drop is open 7 days a week, weekdays 11 a.m. till 8 p.m., open till 9 on the weekends, and on Sundays, they're open noon till 4. That's 2770 East Flamingo Road. You can find them on Instagram at @thedrop_LV. Now, exotic pop, I checked it out. They have almost 100 different flavors. Close. I don't know. I was high, so I couldn't really count. But they have pop I've never even heard of.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this soda is insane. They have blue, red. They have colors that you find in crayon boxes.
They have like really cool like snacks, too, like the exotic snacks and stuff.
Mm-hmm. You've been there?
Yeah, I get all of like my Honey Badger stuff there. They carry like some of my favorite glassware and stuff. They're like one of my favorite shops in town.
They're a cool shop too. Yeah. And then they have a raver gear too. They're known for the only place in town I think that is a rave shop.
Oh, that's badass.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And we will be right back in a minute.
Classic rock, alternative rock, new rock, and just plain rock. Radio Vegas keeps you rocking, so log on and tune in.
Hey everybody, it's Jay from the Rockin' Comedy Show. You know, I've been doing this for a while, and people still come up to me and say, "That's a great shirt. Where did you get it?" $6shirts.com, if you haven't heard by now. That's where I get the majority of all of my funny t-shirts. $6 each, or 10 tees for $50. They have a great selection, it's fast shipping, and I'm telling you guys, you can't get a deal like 10 tees for $50 anywhere else. 10 tees, $50. Funny t-shirts of all kinds for $6 each. Thousands of t-shirts to choose from. You'll spend hours looking at their website. They've got guys tees, girls tees, guys tanks, shirts that are inappropriate for work. They've got sweatshirts, hoodies, prints. Of course, not all of those are $6, but they started $6 and they worked their way up. Thousands of t-shirts just starting at $6, but you got to take advantage of that deal, that 10 t-shirt for $50. Check them out now, $6shirts.com.
Hey, ladies. When it's not raining men, it's always raining tacos at Juan's Flaming Fajitas and Cantina during their daily happy hour from 3 to 7. Things get a little too hot from their authentic Flaming Fajitas. You can visit their outdoor dining area and cool down with one or dos Corona Ritas. If you're feeling spicy, be sure to order one of my personal favorites, their fresh tableside guacamole, which goes perfectly with their homemade chips and salsa for one or two.
Deluxe Cleaning Service. They clean houses, apartments, offices, any rooms. You want just a bathroom or maybe just the kitchen? No problem. Visit Blanca Lopez at Deluxe Cleaning Service on Facebook to get an estimate or just book an appointment. Use them once, weekly, twice a week, or even monthly. However you use them, you will be 100% satisfied with the outcome and thrilled about the price. Visit Deluxe Cleaning Service on Facebook today and make an appointment to get clean tomorrow.
At Albo Pizza, our mission is to bring a menu of savory Italian classics and tasty American fare to the city of Las Vegas. Combining a classic menu of Italian favorites and American fare, Albo Pizza was designed with a variety of palates in mind. United by fresh ingredients prepared daily, all our recipes are homemade, hand-tossed, and hard to resist. Explore their popular pizza offerings or branch out with our burgers and chicken wings. Whichever way you go, their menu is prepared to please. Located at 1510 South Las Vegas Boulevard next to Dino's. Visit them online at www.albopizzalv.com or find them on Facebook. For delivery, call 702-333-2526.
Hey, it's RadioVegas.rocks. Check out Sin City Lovin' Podcast.
AJ.
The Vajayjay.
Vagina.
Can you see
the Vagina.
Hanging off there.
Brandy is
hanging.
Wow, look at that. Oh, that's not a pretty picture, I don't think. I don't think that's a nice picture.
Well,
that
was,
if it was hanging, that would like hurt.
Probably.
That shit would hurt. I mean, I'm all down for a little rough
in the
bedroom, but cheese and rice. that'd be looking like a meatloaf.
It's not meatloaf. It's meat curtains.
This is
meatloaf.
Johnny and Bobby Joe, and they know what I'm talking about.
Meatloaf.
They know what I'm talking about.
It's meat curtains.
This is an inside joke between.
Okay, well, you know what? It's not just you and your friends over there. There's other people listening. And
it wasn't meatloaf. It was roast beef. Sorry.
Yes.
Roast
that's
beef.
The other one.
Roast beef. Sorry. That's what I was saying. Not meatloaf. I got my meats wrong.
Oh
I got my
God.
Meats wrong.
It's
not a salami, it's a roast beef.
Jesus.
Okay, on that note.
I can't even with you right now.
I'm sorry.
Meatloaf.
You know you love me.
That's Sin City Lovin' Podcast, every other Wednesday, 9 a.m. on RadioVegas.rocks.
Hey, this is Tiffany, and you're listening to RadioVegas.rocks.
And welcome back to the show, guys. Welcome back. Welcome back.
We
are trying out some tasty treats. Can we see them on camera? Are they all gone?
No, they're there.
Right here.
Waha.
Nothing too heavy, right? Just a little,
just
little 10, light.
25.
10, 25.
10 or 25.
Maybe 50.
Yeah, I didn't bring the 50s.
No 50 milligrams?
No 50s. No.
Yeah, I'd die.
Most people say that, and yeah. I don't even feel anything at 50.
Oh, see, I don't have a lot of experience with edibles, so I'm super excited because I'm always thrown off by the taste. So.
Oh, well, you're going to be amazed.
Yeah, I'm so stoked. I cannot wait.
You're going to be like, there's no weed in this. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, there is.
Oh, I'll feel it. I know I will.
Yeah, that's the only way.
Yeah, because I can smell it. Yeah.
Oh, can you smell it?
Yeah, but it smells like dark chocolate still, too. So.
Yeah.
No, it smells good. I like
it. Did you taste it at all?
I did. What, the
weed? Little aftertaste, yeah.
Not really. I actually messed up my tongue the other day. I was smoking, and I put it lit side into my mouth and burnt my tongue. And
Oh my God.
I think I lost like 50% of my taste buds.
Yeah.
They'll grow back.
They will grow back. Yeah, you love.
That was just a few days ago, too. It was horrible. They'll grow back, my taste buds.
Yeah. You've never like burnt your tongue on pizza or something?
What am I, like a reptile or something? Am I a reptile? Does my tongue just grow back? It's taste buds?
Not your tongue, your taste buds.
I've heard of people losing their taste buds for the rest of their lives.
I mean, I'm sure that you can, but I don't think you did that much damage.
Yeah. They can come back.
Hopefully. I'm praying for them to come back. I'm like, baby, come back. I need to taste this edible.
Yes, you do.
A little more. Well, I think singing Elvis, right? Elvis is Las Vegas. I've seen Elvis in some strange places. You guys have been here a while, right? You live in here how long?
My whole life.
Have you ever seen Elvis in any strange places?
Yes, tons.
Where at Walmart?
I've seen him dancing on bars to shitting in alleys. Like, I've seen Elvis everywhere.
You've seen Elvis shitting in an alley?
I have, yeah.
That's too much for me. I think I would just be like, I'm done with Vegas. Yeah. Can you imagine if he's your idol, too, and you see him, he's like...
Do you wait for him to finish before you say hi?
Ask for a picture, you know? Yeah.
No, I seen Elvis recently at a Taco Bell eating Pizza Hut. And I was just
Taco Bell eating Pizza Hut. That's funny.
By himself too. Like, what is he? Aww. What is he doing? Have you seen Elvis anywhere, strange?
Yeah, I've seen him at a Starbucks, and I feel like that's the weirdest place because it was like December, and people are like all like cozy and stuff, and he's in like the cutout like white top and stuff. And
full on
vanilla frat. I'm like, all right,
guy. Nice. What about you,
Smith? I think.
Smith. I've seen Elvis walking around Smith. Yeah.
He was everybody at Smith's one time.
You do, actually.
True.
Yeah.
True.
He was smelling deodorants at Smith's. Just sniffing out different flavors. Not even men's deodorant. He was sniffing out the blue one. Different flavors. The Doves.
Flavors are things that you eat scents. What the deodorant would be.
Do you ever smell something really bad when people walk by you sometimes?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's their gas.
Really? Just follows them? No, I smell weed sometimes, you know, and it's like, sometimes people don't know what to say when they smell weed. Yeah. They're like, they're awkward about it, you know? Yes. You're like, you'll get like someone being like, oh, smells like somebody's smoking. And I'm like,
yeah.
Smells like a skunk in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just do like the nose thing where I'm like, I'm like, I know. I'm like, I smell it.
Maybe give it like a smells good, guys, smells good, and just keep nodding, because I'm not going to like stop and try and ask you for to smoke with you. I'm just like recognizing that we're all here together.
I smell like weed too much to smell anyone. Yeah. It smells like weed.
Is she
it's
really,
me.
Is it in your pores?
It's me, yeah. Yeah.
Do people comment on it?
Yeah, I get hugs and like, oh, you smell so good. I'm like, yeah, what do I smell like? And they're like, weed, Misty. I was like, oh, I thought like I had good shampoo or something, you know?
No. You're like, oh, thanks, new perfume. And they're like, oh, weed.
So
I once smelled weed coming through Carrot Top skin.
Oh, yeah.
He used to come into Carson all the time. And it's Carrot Top. He's very recognizable. Yeah. Like, he looks like a walking carrot. But he's jacked now and buffed and cut. And he would just sit there and he would eat his food and he would talk to me. And he would just, it was like, took me over. Like, it made me high. Like,
I got to party with him on a Mandalay Bay. Yeah, smoke with him. And, oh, my God, I'm blanking on the band. Oh, shit.
I want to say 311. I'm like, no, was it 311?
No. It's one of those, it's a rock and roll band, and it's, oh my God, and I can't think of them, but yeah, they were all up there, and they're all friends and everything, and so we got to party. He smokes a shit ton.
How was that? Awesome. How was he, like, high? I feel like I don't know, I feel like he would be a cool person to smoke with. Like,
he's
like,
trippy?
Yeah.
I tell you that, yeah, he's trippy.
That's funny. That's cool.
Nickelback.
Oh.
Nickelback.
Dang, yeah, that is a weird. Yeah.
Yep.
That honestly it sounds like that game show where they have the squares, celebrity squares.
Yeah.
You got Nickelback in one square, Carrot Top in the other.
Yep.
All we're missing is like.
There was other people. There was a lot of celebrities there too. Like, you wouldn't think that would be there, and they were all smoking.
So. Did you cater it?
No, I was lucky to be invited. I knew people.
Oh, that's so awesome.
I knew some people.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, local, so yeah.
I knew someone that knew Coolio. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
See him all around town. The guy's around town randomly.
My sister knows Flavor Flav, so. Well,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Coolio goes to Donnie's. Coolio goes to Donnie's.
I'm not in Newport right now, though.
That's hilarious. That's one reason why I love Vegas is because celebrities are everywhere. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, you see him everywhere. I've seen everywhere. Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson used to come and eat at Simon when I worked at Simon at the Palms place, the one next door. So you know the Palms is the casino, and then next to it, Palms there's that place. Other building.
Right. Yeah.
Those are all condos, and they're privately owned, so people love staying there because they can't call the cops on you because
that's
it's
where
a privately
they have a lot
owned
of private
place.
Events. It's amazing there.
It is fun there.
Yes, it is.
Well, the Maloofs. Used to be in there a lot because the Maloofs owned it, and they would always come with some different people, and it was just straight. It would get strange at at Simon. We had a little sushi station and the juice station outside, and my boss at the time used to make me. I was making juices out there, and I was quite younger. I was in my 20s. He made me put the strawberry tops in the juices, and I had Andrew Dice Clay in there one time, and he wanted a strawberry banana smoothie. And he's right in my face and like, make me a smoothie, guy. And I'm like, threw in the tops, and he's like, what are you doing? He starts yelling at me.
I would yell at you too. What the hell? that's like dirty. Did you wash it first?
Oh, of course. We washed all the produce there. A place like that, yeah.
You never know. People would not wash things, you know. Got to be careful with that. Like you said, they go into Olive Garden and put your food into the thing above the trash can.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They do. I've seen some bad things in restaurants. I don't order anything lobster or anything steak usually. Those are the two things that like...
Because you know it's never been kept to room temperature and things like that or what?
No, if something happens to it, like it falls or like...
They wash it off. Shut up.
It's just too expensive.
They just wash it off.
Wash it off.
Or you stepped on it with a shoe and, you know, it's not good. We'll just wash it off.
Give it a rinse.
Oh, goodness. The worst thing that's ever happened to me, though, is I was reaching for a Cambro, a big, big, big container, like a bus tub, but bigger. And I was reaching for it, and it was dark, so I couldn't see what was inside of it. It was on a shelf, and I yanked it, and about half of the bucket was filled with chicken blood and chicken juice.
Were you
and it showered me. Yes, everyone was making foul jokes afterwards, and they wouldn't let me go home. It was the beginning of my shift, and they were like, nope, you're going to have to, like, they hosed me down in the dock.
They hosed you in the dock. Oh, my God.
I felt so like I was going to jail. They were like, bend over, spread apart.
Oh,
just spraying me the hell down.
I did a thorough job.
Yeah. Damn.
Me and the steak both, they just washed us off.
Shit.
Oh goodness, the good old restaurant. I'm so glad I'm out of it. I would like to do something like making stuff at home.
Yeah.
Wrap it up and send it out, you know?
Do it.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the hard part. I'm gonna smoke a joint and forget I even thought of it.
That's the truth right there.
Pretty much.
Stoner 101. You want to remember shit, write it down.
Exactly. I actually got high one time, and I thought I left my son at the doctor's.
You shitty.
But what? It was their fault because they shouldn't advertise that they take children. I'm joking.
That's a good one, yeah.
I like to joke with weed and parenting, and weed and parenting is actually a very thing that a lot of people don't talk about, but it's heavy underground. Like, even people that smoke weed sometimes are against smoking and parenting.
Yes. Yeah. They will quit.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't have that view.
Yeah.
You don't have the view. You do think it's okay, right?
No, I think it's 100% okay. Just like you are having your beer and whoever pops their aspirin, I can smoke my joint just like you can.
Mm-hmm.
Whether my children are standing there or not standing there, that does not matter. I'm
exactly.
a good parent regardless of any medicine I take. So
I definitely try to keep everything out of my son's reach, though. It's a big thing.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, just like any kind of medical.
My 7-year-old knows what an edible is. She knows what a terp is.
Right. But you're also going to make sure that you're keeping your beer out of their reach, too. I mean, I feel like either way, it's kind of, you just have to be responsible with your stuff.
Exactly.
I mean, I feel like.
Responsibility is that's key.
Yeah,
that's all you have to do.
I feel like it's just been stigmatized for so long that so many people are so ashamed of it. And
they are.
Like with my son, I use it for his medicine, so I always want him to be comfortable with, hey, don't ever let anybody make you feel bad because this is what helps you feel better. This is what helps you, you know, be comfortable. And I want him to not ever feel like that's like a negative thing or like he's, you know, a bad
being
person
shame
for doing
in some
it.
Way
yeah,
for it. Yeah,
absolutely not.
I have my 23-year-old and my 7-year-old do not have any of those stigmas.
Right. And in order to break those stigmas, you have to make it like. Like, oh, here, like, yeah. I'm going to smoke a joint and not make a big deal about it.
Yeah,
because,
just like I'm going to open up that beer and, and take a drink of it.
Because it needs to be that casual. It needs to be that simple.
It does. Yes. I mean, I love the fact that, you know, that everyone needs to smoke because we wouldn't be going off. Stoner people don't hit people. They don't fucking kill people. They don't do any of those things.
I mean, I'm going to hit the pantry and kill a bag of Doritos. But I'm not going to go fight
most
somebody.
Dangerous thing we're gonna do.
Right. I mean, I feel like I have more patience with my kids too, especially young kids.
Yes.
I'm more patient to play, to sit down and color with him. I mean, potty training, thank goodness for dabs, because that is the only thing helping me survive that and teething right now.
Oh my god, yes.
But I mean, I feel like
it's very stressful.
We should stop shaming each other for shit.
Yes.
In general.
Well, you know, I also think it's people that never wanted marijuana legal to begin with.
Right.
It's their now scapegoat to go to complain about. My neighbors complain about it. And I'm like, well, what's the issue? And he's like, well, you have a kid. And I'm like, you don't even know me. Why are you even concerned here? Like, mind your own business, you know? And he's like, well, it's just the kid. And it's just an excuse, though, because everything he was saying wasn't really validated. It was all just a bunch of blah, blah, blah. Maybe
so
I was.
We've been programmed.
Yeah. Exactly. Totally. But now it's like the thing is like, oh, well, you know, since marijuana is legal, now it's bad to parents and marijuana. And I'm like, well, what were your parents on?
Yeah, way more than some marijuana.
Because I'm just looking at my neighbor like, oh, your parents was on some. Yeah. You can tell there. It's really not that bad. And like you were saying, yes, I actually have more of a bond and attentiveness to my child. I'm very aware. Paranoia is a thing with weed.
Whatever.
It happens. But that also creates more awareness for me because I'm always, always, always on top of it. Like if he even falls, and my son's almost 2, if he even is close to a tumble, I'm there in a heartbeat. Like, just
because
I'm aware.
Because I think, that's what weed does for you. If you're going to be, you know, I need to be aware and functioning, weed's going to take that out and produce that in you. If you are going to be lazy, then it's going to do that too.
Right. And I think
it's all how you take it.
Yes. And I think that people forget that, like, you can be functioning and that you 100%
more functioning.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, you smoke and you're couch locked regardless of who you are and what you do on a day-to-day basis. It's everything. But
it's
the
complete opposite.
I know I couldn't drink 2 beers and cook dinner and take care of my kids, but I can smoke a joint or two and cook a full meal, clean my house, put my kids to bed and then have my time to relax too.
Yep.
But I mean, it just got to be like not a big deal. I mean alcohol with, you know, parties. I mean, I see more alcohol at children's parties than I do like anywhere else all the time because it's for the adults. But if you break out a joint, then you're like the bad guy at the party. And it's like, okay, you just killed
I mean, my son just turned 1. I am lighting 1 up. Yeah. That's what happens.
Yep.
Some people don't see it like that. And I guess it's how you're raised. But, you know, I myself, I'm raised here in Vegas. And it's a big city. And weed is around you everywhere.
Yes.
And the more you shelter people from it, the more they do want to try it. And I was smoking at 12. And because I was, hidden from it. And it's all around you.
Yeah.
Especially in big cities.
Yeah, I wasn't hidden from it. My mom never smoked any weed. She always did cigarettes, but she never hid anything. She was like, yep, that's what's out there.
Right.
You know, my best friend's mom smoked. That's how we got high for the first time. 13-year-old stealing, you know, your mom's shit.
Yeah. See, I was 13 and my friend was stealing
her
mom's shit.
Yeah, girl.
And that's how we were doing it.
Yeah.
But my, you know, my dad's a Marine. And so, like, my family was just very, like, no, we're not even, that's not even going to fly until you're out of my house. And I mean, that's how it was. I respected their rules for as much as they know. And then, you know, I was like, hey, they don't want me to do this. I got to go roll a blunt. And I mean, that's just how it happens. And so I feel like if you're talking to your kids and I mean, just like with sex or any other drugs, you need to have good communication skills in order for them to kind of understand things and ask you questions. And I mean, all of that goes into, like, safety with all cannabis things, I think.
Mm-hmm. I go deeper. I'm like, I try to get my kids not to be lied to.
Yeah.
I don't think lying to you, especially from your own parents. And I have, and everyone's going to hate me for this, but I have a problem with Christmas and Easter, just because I don't want to sit there and lie to my kids over and over and over, just because right. society expects us to let them believe in this, but we're still lying to our own kids. So my son, I broke it to him early and he was a little upset, but I broke it off hard. I don't know how to talk to people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I get your point, but I mean, I always did it as, yeah, you can believe in Santa Claus, but I'm the one that brings the presents. So if you want right. to call me Santa Claus, that's right. fine. Or if you want to actually believe that at one point that did occur, you know, it's up to you.
Yeah. See, I think that like the whole Santa thing just goes too far. Like Santa is not busting his ass to get your kids those presents. So,
yeah, I mean, not anymore.
No, like I think that, you know, mom and dad need to be the good guys that, you know, hey, I love you so much that I worked so hard all year to, you know, help you celebrate this day and give you these things. And like you said, I mean, then you're being honest with them and upfront. But I feel like a little bit of harmless, you know, kind of I believe in this or whatever is,
yeah,
it's kind of innocent.
Yeah.
Let him have a little bit.
Yeah, let him have mystery and fun and magical stuff. Yeah, things but I mean, because that's, you
can
know.
Do that without it being so intense, like, oh, Santa Claus is going to, you know, kick your ass, you know, whatever.
I'm like, here's the line, and then, like, I'm up here all the time.
Yeah.
Wow. All the time. Yeah. We had the karaoke comedy roast, and everyone was getting laughs, and I got more oohs.
Damn.
Like, ooh, damn, Mike.
Did you just say that?
Yeah, shit. Exactly. My son says the same thing sometimes. He's like, ooh, dad, really? I'm 11 and I know. You know, like, that's bad. Jeez. Do you have anything coming up in the future? What's next for your Mistyland baked goods?
What's next for Mistyland is to just get on dispensary shelves and out to the masses. That's what I've been working on.
Gotta do it right.
Gotta do it right, y'all.
Do you guys have any shout outs? Anything coming up? Pop-ups? Anyone that helped? Along your way, you want to let us know about
Vegas
or?
Cannabis.
Vegas Cannabis is one of the best. Culture and Cannabis. Culture, we love them. Cannabis. Great events. Yeah, Elevate JC. Nevada.
Who? Sorry. JC.
Oh, JC. And, yeah. Mm-hmm. Elevate Nevada. It's great.
And Women's Grow.
Women's Grow with Rebecca and Bree. Amazing. Okay. If you guys haven't checked that out, any of those.
What's the yoga? What's your yoga?
Elevated Yoga.
Yes.
So every Friday, yeah, you go and you smoke out. She provides everything, oh, everything. Amazing. Literally, you show up with $30 in yourself. That's it. Oh. That is it.
How do you contact? Is Instagram at Elevated Yoga?
Yeah. Instagram.
Elevated Yoga LV.
LV.
Okay. All right.
And let's see. Who else?
I believe it's .lv.
.lv. You start typing it in, and usually it just right. pops up. My phone. Or you're next to someone, and it won't come up. You got to go right. all the way to the last letter.
So you don't know.
Yeah, their picture is from like forever ago too. So you're like, you know.
I've got to shout out her, Kristen.
Congratulate Mark and Wizards for the 11th anniversary.
Mark at Wizards at Gorilla Radio. Mark over at Gorilla Radio, their 11th year anniversary. Yeah, 11th year. I went to their first year party because I worked with Mark at the ESPN Zone.
Wow.
And then he opened up Gorilla Radio, which is one of the best smoke shops
yeah.
in town as
yeah,
well.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Yeah, they're amazing.
But yeah, they are. Yeah.
Nice. They're in the drop. Those are my spots, man.
Yeah.
And Cheyenne, anything coming up?
No, but I'm going to be checking out that Elevated Yoga.
Elevated
I do want to shout out my husband, though, because I love him, and he's out working hard for the last, like, yeah. month, so.
I got to shout her out, Kristen, because she's amazing. She's my manager, and she does so many wonderful things for me.
Oh,
so
she's right here. And, yeah. Shout yourself out, Kristen.
Oh. No, I love her to death. Charles also is my partner, and we love, absolutely love, and you guys, if you don't know him, Michael Sims. Sims Glass.
Yes. Sims oh, okay. Glass.
If you Michael want a piece that's going to last you and it's yeah. handmade and everything, check out Sims Glass on Instagram. And I believe there's a dot in there, sims.glass or something.
And he's okay. having a last Sunday, I believe, at a shop this month, November 30th.
Yes, there is an event going on there. Mm-hmm. So that's something cool to check out. He makes beautiful pieces like little fishes and chillums yeah, and all. Just
oh, nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and that would be it.
Some local glass.
Some local glass, yes.
I do want to shout out at the drop underscore LV. Drop. They got that pop, the drop. I will be performing this month at Rick's Rolling Smoke Barbecue, November 27th. Yum. The Steve McNelly Show, over 200 shows they're running over there. I think it's one of the longest running comedy shows here in Vegas, actually. Next, located right next door to the Pawn Stars. And the show randomly starts at 8:07 p.m. That extra is random. 7 minutes. I think he did that for the weed heads, you know, because those comic weed heads are usually outdoors smoking.
And they're like, hey, it's time to go.
Oh, shit. We missed it. I also wanted to thank everyone that came out to the karaoke comedy roast last Saturday and Benny Pitts for doing it. We're going to be looking at doing this again, and it's karaoke singers getting roasted by comedians. Thank you to the Golden Tiki. We held it there, our first one.
The Golden Tiki. It's yum.
Goodness. I love that place.
I know. Don't you just love the atmosphere going in there? I always get the painkiller. Like, that's my...
Yeah, that's what I drink. Yeah, I had three of them during the event. And so good. It took away all my pain.
That one social drink, you know? That's it, man. Ugh.
They put Dole Whip in it.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. It's good.
Their drinks are amazing. I also wanted to shout out my mother, who gave birth to me, and none of this would have been possible. Hi, Mom. I know you're listening. Yeah, I love you. Yeah.
Moms are the best.
They are via text.
Via text.
I'm kidding,
okay,
Mom.
We can add that on.
Dang, that harsh reality. She's like, disown you right now.
Yeah.
Anything
She's
else?
Just shaking her head.
We still got a few more minutes. Is there any? I also wanted to thank Benny Pitts for hosting that show and all the comedians there. Amy Blackwell was there. She was hysterical. You saw Amy giving it away. Harrison Dye, who I believe will be on the show next week, jumping in. I don't know why he would name his last name that. Harrison Dye, ladies and gentlemen. But he was pretty funny. And Johnny Brim was there. It was pretty funny. I want to shoot for this show to be a weekly show. I want it to be a karaoke with comedians roasting every week somewhere. Let's get it, right?
Do it.
Yeah, that would be pretty awesome.
I have the weirdest ideas. I want to open up a shoe store that sells food inside of the shoes.
No.
So you can have like some... you can have like a quesadilla inside your Adidas. Oh, goodness. But, you know, like, if you put a sleeve inside of the shoe, it's totally possible.
You would have to, yes.
That's what I'm saying. You use brand new shoes.
Yeah, you couldn't use dirty shoes unless that's, you know, the fetish you want to be all a part of.
Throwing that mac and cheesy inside of your Yeezy.
Oh, God.
Oh, stop.
Oh, goodness. So next week, we do have Bruce Leonard coming on the show. He is a comedian as well. All these are little stoner comedian friends of mine.
Nice.
And Harrison Dye. And we will be talking about weed and comedy and how writing jokes and being high on hybrid seems to be the way to go.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, interesting.
Indica or sativa?
Indica.
Sativa.
Indica.
Indica.
Right. Do you do coffee with your indica?
I don't do any caffeine, no.
No? Oh, I do coffee and indica. Hybrid or sativa?
Sativa.
Are you automatically a high-functioning person already?
No.
No?
No. That's why I need
it. I'm with you, girl.
Does the sativa help get things done?
Yes.
They come. My kids come back. I'm like, look what I did. I cleaned when I have sativa, you know? I cleaned. I did the dishes. Everything's done. Big old smile.
Must be some super sour D or something. Mm-hmm.
Indica, I'm like, I passed a new level on the video game. Well, thank you guys again for coming in.
Thank you for having us. This has been great. I appreciate it.
And thanks, Cheyenne, for stopping by again.
Thank you for having
me. Wonderful co-host. You guys have been awesome, great. Yes. And we are done. Bye.
Bye.